নাই
বললা ঠিক বললা তো
বলল
Nityananda
Prabhu broke the dam. Broken by dam and he broke directly. And then what became?
The whole world was flooded with Prema Bhakti. What kind of Prema Bhakti? Oh,
that Vanya, Prem Vanya. All world was
flooded.
Then Katiya Mohan means?
He cut a channel in the dam.
Mohan Katiya means? Nityananda Prabhu cut the
dam.
The dam.
What was the dam?
So Nitai Prabhu is very, very merciful, causeless merciful. His mercy does not select bad and good
quality
to everyone. So he is Patit Pav. Now you, Gauranga Bolite Habu.
What was the dam? What was the dam?
The ocean of mercy.
What a dam? To stop it.
গৌরাঙ্গনীতে হবে পুলখ শরীর হরি হরি বলিতে না বাবে
গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে Yeah.
you sing? Not good. You try to finish like Brahmachari. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Finishing? How it finished?
Yeah.
But not good. Finished. Kirtan was okay. But finishing now.
The flight is going, then bump.
What is the meaning, you, of this song? You can see the book and tell.
Gorang. This is a song by...
Gorang Bolite Habe Pulavsari.
This is a song by Shri Narottam Das Thakur. He sing, Gorang Bolite Habe Pulakashari. When will I call the name of Gorang and my body will have the horripilation chanting the name of Gorang? Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babenir.
More louder.
Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babenir. When will I say the names of Hari Hari and my eyes will feel filled with tears?
It will be late.
Yeah.
Aar kabe nitai chander karana hoibe. When will nitai the moon of Nityananda Prabhu, when will I have his karana, his mercy? Shamshar vashana mor kabe tuchcha hobe. When will my desires to enjoy in this material world, this samsar, when will they become small and meaningless? Vishay chariya kabe shuddha hobe man, kabe ham herabo Shri Vrindavan. When will I give up these material desires of, to enjoy my senses? When will I behold this Vrindavan Dham? Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Ham Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti. When will I follow the path of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? And when will I be able to understand Yugala Piriti, the divine love of Radha and Krishna, the Parakya Bhav of Srimati Radha Rani and Krishna. Rupa Raghunath Padi Rami Mor Ash Prarthana Koroyeshada Narottam Das. And Narottam Das is constantly praying. When my only desire, my only hope is to attain the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. This is my constant prayer that Narottam Das is praying.
Why not Rupa Sanatan? Why Rupa Raghunath? Why Narottam Thakur has written like this? You cannot. What can you? Only eating and cooking. Very expert.
I'm sleeping.
Can you? Why Rupa Raghunath, not Rupa Sanatan? Anyone? Why, Prabhu? Vinda can tell.
I'm speculating, but I think he was a disciple he took shiksha from Jiva Goswami.
Srinartam Das Thakur.
And then, not from Srinartam, so he's more in that mood of Rupa Raghunath.
I could
so
not.
Vinda is telling that perhaps.
Perhaps. What telling?
He's telling because Sri Narottam Das Thakur, he took shelter with Sri Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami?
Yeah, and that is why he thought maybe Rupa Raghunath is best. Yeah. But I.
So he should told Rupa Jiva.
Nah.
Yeah. Hoi Akutui? You.
Srila Rupa Goswami, he is giving the process how to obtain the shelter of the lotus feet of the seva of Srila Sisi Radha and Krishna.
You can speak very louder.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he is our
acharya for sambandha, for giving the process how to obtain the shelter.
Sanatan Goswami of sambandha. Rupa Goswami not sambandha.
Okay. The abhidaya, the process is abhidaya.
You got sambandha.
Okay, the process, sorry. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is giving us the prayojan or the teachings how to realize the ultimate goal of seva to Sisi Radha and Krishna. So he can also say, Sanatana Goswami, there is no harm, they are included.
Not satisfactory. Madhav Maharaj.
Srila Narottam Thakur is tied out from his heart. That Gauranga Bolitahe Pulaka Sarir, when that day will come for me, then my hair will stand. So in these circumstances, he is telling that Rupa Raghu Nathapade Rahu Maras, Rupa Gosai Pad, who is Rupa Gosai Pad, is mentioned, Sichaitanna Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, who has established the innermost desire of Sichaitanna Mahaprabhu. So he is doing pranam to Rupa Gosai Pad. And how to attain bhakti ras, all the Rupa Goswami Pad has told. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Stavavali, he explained everything, vibhav, anubhav, sattvik, vyabhichari, and which proportion it makes bhakti ras. Raghunath Das Goswami has given this analogy to us. So he is telling that if someone wants to understand the paramount mood of divine couple, they have to exclusively take shelter of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. The Rupa Goswami is Abhidhatata Acharya, and Das Goswami is Prayantata Acharya. To understand Parakya Mood, it is our ultimate goal. So he is praying the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami for this
very
reason.
Good. The line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has established his wish. And what his wish was? Parakya Bhav of gopis, paraphernalia mood.
Paramour mood.
Mood. He has established. How? On the basis of Srimad Bhagavat and Ved Upanishad and everything. So Mahaprabhu himself in prayer, he has given him bhakti rush and all his heart desire. He has inspired in his heart. So Rupa Goswami knows everything. And he is the line of Sarup Damodar, who also second to now Mahaprabhu like that Lalita like. So in his line, Rupa Goswami is Parakya Mood Bhav. He has established in the whole world. And Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. Sanatana Goswami is not Rupanuga.
He is Guru of Rupa Goswami.
But Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. Because why? Because he was in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And he has given same that Raghunath Goswami, Rupa Goswami has given. That is why he is telling that. That bhakti, Raganuga, especially Radha Darsya, will come through Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So he has prayed like that.
If someone follows Sanatana Goswami, he cannot attain Radha Darsya? If you follow Sanatana Goswami, you can attain Radha Darsya, right?
Rupa Goswami kache sulabh. It is sulabh. Sulabh means?
Very
easily,
rare.
Easily get.
Ah.
Easily obtain.
Easy.
Okay.
Then, can you sing Mahamantra, anyone?
Na ekhon Nityanand satta beje geche. Ekhon Nityanand mohima ektu bole din.
Mahamantra?
Nobody has come for Mahamantra temple.
Yes, daughter is here.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
प्रभे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः शंकरसनहतारण तोयसाई गर्भोदसाई चपयोगिसाई शेषस्त्रजसं कलासनित्यानंदाक्षरसहस्रनम ममास्तु Today is appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Yesterday was Bharat Dwadashi. If anyone will fast on Bharat Dwadashi, Nirjala, without water, then second day by Charanamrita he can take
pardon.
He can break his
fast.
That break fast. And again he will take fruit and other things in Nityananda Prabhu. And those who cannot do like this, oh, they can take fruits and vegetables first day and second day. Worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, they can take prasadam in this way. Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. In this shloka it has been told that Krishna, he took birth in Gokul from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Before
8 days.
Baldev Prabhu came in the womb of
Rohini.
Rohini Devi and he took birth. Krishna is Satchidananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat mane Sandini, that is Baldev Prabhu, Satta. All the Satta existence comes from Baldev Prabhu. And Chit means knowledge. All kinds of knowledge and bhav, mood, everything comes from Chit Krishna. And Ananda comes from Sadhana Shakti. So three things together, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Baladev, Krishna and Radhika is Krishna. Baladev Prabhu, when he was in Braja, he is manifestation of Krishna, himself Krishna, but his color and
mood
was some different. Same, he is called Baladev, Mool Baladev Prabhu. And in Dwarka, who was there, he is the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu. And he is called Mool Sankarsan. And in Vaikuntha, with Narayan, is Mahasankarsan. And when he descends in this world for creation, then he becomes Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu. And to nourish and protect, he becomes Garbhodasai. And then Garbhodasai becomes Kshirodasai, who is like Paramatma everywhere. He is like
witness. Witness and best
and
friend.
And one murti Sheshnag.
Ananta.
Anantadev.
He is always Asan, Basan, Bhushan.
Chatra. Umbrella.
umbrella and all these things.
Paduka, chamar,
kinds.
Dham.
He serves always.
Yeah.
Like on Seshana Karnabdishai, he sits there, or sleeping, and Lakshmi Devi is messaging him. So, all these are ansa and kala of Nityananda Prabhu. When Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari, then Baldev Prabhu came in form of Nityananda Prabhu. In every and each pastimes, with Krishna Baldev Prabhu is there to serve him. Either younger brother or elder brother or in other form, he must be there. Baldev Prabhu is Vrindavan himself,
Dham,
where Krishna lives. Krishna, everything is Baldev Prabhu. In Ramavatar,
Lakshman,
he became Lakshman,
younger brother.
And Ram told, you should exile Sita forever. Lakshman was not happy. He protested. But Ram told, you should follow my order and go. Without his wish, against his wish, we did this. Because he was younger. So he promised that I will never come as younger brother. I will come always like
elder brother.
Krishna should follow me, not I to carry his order. So in Ram Lila, he was younger, but in
Krishna Lila,
elder, Baldev Prabhu is always serving Krishna in so many ways and helping him. That very Baldev Prabhu has come in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. He took birth in West Bengal, where
Chakradha.
You should explain.
Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, he took birth in Ekchakra Gram, one village named Ekchakra.
Brief.
His mother was Padmavati Devi and father was Harai Pandit. He always absorbed in Baladev Prabhu's mood, Lakshman mood. So when he was a young boy, like Krishna when he was in Braj, make a group and stealing butter here and there. In the same way, when Nityananda Prabhu was in village, then he make one group and they are making some drama of Lord Ram pastimes. So one day they are making pastime of Lord Ram. And Nityananda Prabhu, his name was not Nityananda at that time, his name was Kuber. He was playing the role of Lakshman, someone Ram, someone Hanuman. And he told, before beginning the drama, when battle will start and battle is going on, then Meghnath shoot me, then I will be senseless. Hanuman had to go the mountain, Himalaya and Gandhamadan had to bring some herbs and put on my nostrils, then I'll come in life again. Then the fight was going on, then Meghnath shoot an arrow and he became senseless. When he became senseless, all became frightened. They forgot that Hanuman had to go there and had to bring some herbs, Sanjeevani Buti. All are weeping bitterly. It was outside the village. Some of the villagers came and they saw he has no pulse, nothing, no sign of life. Then one elderly person asked them what you are doing. They told that he told we have to do this before. Then who is Hanuman? Then told he is Hanuman. But go and get that horse. Then he Jai Sri Ram jump and bring some herb. Only some herbs like some grass and then put in
the and then he came up Acharyas. And he took him and brought him out to the English and he was dressed and he said that he was looking for the theater. He was performing the oxygen in the Mahaprabhu. No, the Gita of Mahaprabhu's one for a Guru. And his Mahaprabhu's Guru is a very bad. His Guru Ananda Puri is the one who is going to the theater. He is read by him. And Mahaprabhu is doing his master in the Namadhi Dhar.
Thank you.
Sannas, then he'll go to Vrindavan Dham. But Nityananda promised, I'll bring him to Shantipur and meet with Mother Sachi Devi. When Bhagavan decides something and his devotee decides other thing, Bhagavan always keeps his devotee's word, promise. So Nityananda Prabhu told some Gwala, means cowherd boy, one mad bus will come this way. He may ask you which is the direction to go Vrindavan. We can show this way. Means towards?
Shantipur.
Shantipur, Ganges. Why? Why they follow Nityananda Prabhu? Because Nityananda is the original source of Jiva. The Jiva came out from his direct and indirect way from Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. So when Mahaprabhu came and seeing the cowherd boys, Mahaprabhu thought, oh, they are Krishna's cowherd friend. They said, oh, my dear friend, how is the way to go to Vrindavan? That was this direction. Mahaprabhu became very happy and ran that side. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu informed to Advaitacharya Prabhu that Mahaprabhu will come, be ready, boat and some cloth, sannyas dress. So Advaitacharya was ready in the Ganges. And Mahaprabhu came and he took bath and this prayer of Jamuna Devi. Then he came in outer sense. So many coconut trees are here. Advaitacharya is here. Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, you are going to Vrindavan. Yes, Prabhu, I am going to Vrindavan. Then the little look like Shantipur, where I took bath, not in Jamuna and Ganges. Advaitacharya, no, Prabhu, you have taken bath in Jamuna. Well, how come? In Jamuna, in Ganges, two currents are going on. Eastern side Ganges, western side Jamuna. So Mahaprabhu took bath in western side. Oh, you have taken bath in Ganges. Jamuna. So Mahaprabhu then came in board on board of Advaitacharya Prabhu and they took him to Shantipur. Then he informed to Sachima, all inhabitants of Navadvip, they came some or other by boat, by swimming to Shantipur. Only Vishnu Priya Devi could not come. So when someone is ready to renounce order, he had to give up his most beloved person or beloved thing, had to give up. So Vishnu Priya Devi thought if I go, then he will not be happy. So he is feeling separation. Then Mahaprabhu and others, all are there. Mother Sachi told that whenever he will be my son, you can take his darshan, but I cannot go. So my desire, I will cook by my own hand and feed my own son. So Sachima did this. And Mahaprabhu did pranam to Sachima and told, oh mother, I became mad, I don't know how I take sannyas. If you ask, I can give up sannyas, come to you, live with you. Sachima told, no. If you give up sannyas order, then all will criticize you and me too. I cannot tolerate this. So Mahaprabhu thought, if I be in Vrindavan, then my Krishna mood will manifest due to influence of Vrindavan Dham. So some have to stay that in separation place, then I can release my three desires, Radha, Pranaya, Mahima. So when he desired this, Jogmaya Devi influenced to Sachima. Sachima told, and Mahaprabhu told, what you order, I will follow your order. And Sachima told, better you can stay in Jagannath Puri. Then Mahaprabhu telling the whole world, what can I do? My mother ordered me, I have to follow my mother's order. Actually, if you go there, he will manifest. When Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Nityananda went there also. Mahaprabhu, seeing Jagannath Dev, he saw not just a Jagannath Dev, he saw as a Brajananda and Samsundar want to embrace and became faint. But when Nityananda was there, and one day he went to, later on went to Jagannath's temple, and seeing Jagannath's temple, entered in the temple and embraced Baladev Prabhu, took his garland off from his Baladev Prabhu's neck, put his own neck. All the Pandas, they want to control him, but it has pushed them, they go so far. And they look, who is this? Even by the causeless mercy of Jagannath Dev, we can control the mad elephant, or we could not control this human being, who is this? And someone embraced Baladev Prabhu, he will die immediate. Who is this? Then they understand he is non-different from Baladev Prabhu. From that day, whenever Nityananda will come, all Panda will come and do pranam, touch his feet, give garland of Jagannath, Baladev, everyone. Like this way, Nityananda Prabhu assist Mahaprabhu in each and every respect. And so many pastimes Nityananda Prabhu, and how we preach, how we help Mahaprabhu's pastime. Then every year they should come in Jagannath Puri Kargar, rock festival. Then Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, every year no need to come. You can preach in Bengal. Although Nityananda's heart is broken, but still to fulfill Mahaprabhu's desire, he preached Bengal so many places. Who was most fallen, he preached them and made them devotee. By this way, he delivered the world. Unless until we not get mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then none can get mercy of Mahaprabhu. And without causeless mercy of Mahaprabhu, none can get the paramount of divine couple. So, everything depends on Nityananda Prabhu. How we can obtain mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? We don't know Mahaprabhu, we don't know Nityananda Prabhu. We know Gurudev. Gurudev is Seva for us. If he bestows his mercy, then by his causeless mercy, we can understand who is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Mahaprabhu. And their mercy depends on Gurudev's mercy. If Gurudev is merciful, then all will be successful. Hare Krishna. Banchakal Bhattaru Bhushtati Prasandhu
Bhayyavu. One question. Gurudev, one question. One question. Yes. It is said Nityananda Prabhu, he broke the dam. And then love of dam.
Yes. What dam was, of the river.
What was the dam?
Dam means the banya, you know, flood.
Yes.
Was coming. But there was a dam.
Stop it. Yeah.
To stop it. But Nityananda Prabhu, he opened the dam.
Yes.
And thus
flood came.
It entered the whole world and flooded everyone.
Like Holland, they make a dam.
But what was the dam?
What was the obstacle?
What was the obstacle?
Obstacles means so many. Anyone has not done so much sukriti.
Acha.
We have done so much offenses. So this was dam. But Nityananda Prabhu crushed.
Remove that.
Hare Krishna,
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.